All right, all right. That's better. That's better. So I want to talk to you tonight from the subject of spiritual growth. Spiritual growth is so important in our walk with God. You know, when I was growing up, you might not believe this, but I wasn't the best kid. I did a few bad things. Just a little bit. Yeah, I know you can't believe it. I know. The angel I am now was not always. Anyway, I would disobey my mother. Yeah, come home late, look at her, say what? Yeah, it was bad. I ended up under the bed. A few scars, no big deal. Okay. But for me, you know, my father was never in my life. So you can almost say that growing up in Los Angeles, you know, the street corner was daddy. And so I had a few run-ins that maybe some of you may not have experienced. You see, I wasn't raised in the church. I grew up running the streets back and forth. I've heard a couple bullets whistle by my head before I came in the military. So I am truly thankful as I look back on what God has done in my life that I'm here with you today. I'm literally a miracle. I've come close to death many times in my life. Yeah. I have. But you know, as I was going through these things and they started to catch up with me because of my attitude towards the world, my view of the Bible and God and spirituality, I had to make a choice to continue to live that life or change my life for the better. And I think that my presence here today is evidence of the decision that I made. But I'd like to talk to you about that. You know, some of those things I did, they were, well, let's just say a lot of them were very immature. They were very immature. But as I began to see the error of my ways, I made a decision to change because I saw the value in it. In order to change, you must see the value in the change. I mean, look at our world today. We don't do anything unless it has a certain amount of value, right? And in the world's economy, value is literally making no effort to get something. Amazon. I'd like to sit on my couch and shop. I'm willing to pay for it. Right? I don't want to go to the movies. I want to turn on cable. I want to see it right there. I want something for a little bit, for nothing, basically. No effort really on my part to acquire it. And unfortunately, that is the pattern of our society. Now, I want to talk to you today about that, about how that plays into our actions when it comes to spiritual growth, how that's contradictory to what we should be thinking, how we should be thinking as Christians, how we live in a world that thinks contradictory about how we should think. We have to put forth effort, and we're going to talk about that. So spiritual growth. Let me turn my pad on here. The first thing we need to understand is that when we are baptized, as a matter of fact, turn your Bibles to Titus chapter 3, verse 5, before we talk about this. I know you got your good word with you tonight. Go ahead and crack that thing open. Titus chapter 3, verse 5. And it is recorded, he saved us not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to his mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit. From baptism, we walk in the newness of life. The verse implies a regeneration, but it's iterative. It's a constant regeneration. It's a constant growing in the person that you've become. You see, that baptism, that's not just a pass into heaven. You have to consistently work at your spirituality. You have to be worthy of the calling by the time the last day, the end of the days come, and it's time, and you have to stand before our Lord. You are accountable. Now, of course, you have the greater responsibility because you've been baptized into Christ. So spiritual growth is significant. Please turn to Romans chapter 6, verse 4. And it is written, therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death. But he lives, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in the newness of life. In the newness of life. Just like a physical life, a healthy physical life is one of constant growth. A healthy spiritual life is one of constant growth. Now, there's a difference between the two, okay? Because physical growth is going to happen regardless, right? You don't get a choice in the matter. But spiritual growth is a choice. And we won't make that choice unless we see the value in it. So let's talk about the value in that choice. Now, I'll tell you, you know, as Christians, we don't all grow. You know, sometimes some of us are, you know, less useful or than we were on the day we were baptized into Christ. So we should always be examining our usefulness to God. Constantly examining our usefulness to God. Why don't we grow? Well, we become stagnant. We become complacent in our walk with God. We begin to justify our actions. And as we justify these actions, we do it ignorantly. We don't do it with God's approval. We do it with our own physical mind, justifying what we, oh, this is okay. God's okay with this. It's just a little white lie. It's a small thing. No big deal. God knows what I'm going through. The first thing we need to understand is that spiritual growth is commanded by God. That's the first thing we need to know, right? We got to look at the rule book first. Anytime we're engaging in action, we need to look at the requirements. What are the requirements? The Word gives us the requirements. Let's go to Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things I command you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the age. Jesus commands us to make apostles, to teach. It is implied that if you're going to teach, you must understand what you are teaching. It's implied if you're going to make apostles, you need to understand how to do that. So we should be constantly striving to be better at our craft. This is the command that we have been given. If that's not enough, please, please go to 2 Peter chapter 3. Verse 18, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. some key words here. Peter writes, but grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. We are to grow in grace. Turn to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 8. Now, for this very reason also, applying all diligence, wait a minute, grow, apply diligence in your faith, supplying moral excellence, and in your moral excellence, knowledge, and in your knowledge, self-control, and in your self-control, perseverance, and in your perseverance, godliness, and in your godliness, brotherly kindness, and in your brotherly kindness, love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Adding to your faith such grace as virtue, knowledge, self-control, abounding in these graces, being fruitful. We got to be fruitful. We got to be that tree that produces fruit. If you got a tree in your yard and it's not giving you any fruit and you want it to give you fruit, what do? You cut it down. You plant another one. I need food. Now, when Christians did not grow in the Bible, they were sternly rebuked. There's evidence of this in Hebrews. Chapter 5, verse 12, and I will go through chapter 6, verse 1. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you have need again for someone to teach you the elementary principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness, for he is an infant. But solid food is for the mature, who because of practice have their senses trained to discern good and evil. There is a shield around you as you grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, as you abound in the wisdom, in the words of the Bible, in the Word of God, you grow beyond your imagination. That is what the Scripture is telling you here. You will continue to grow as long as you make a choice to grow. Oh, what a beautiful, graceful God he is, that he gives us a choice. He extends us grace and mercy, and we are worthy of none of it. He waits for you to grow. He waits for you to step out on his word. Now, another thing we need to know about spiritual growth is it's going to require a diligent effort. Now, I know this is very contradictory to the society we live in today, which says that we need to put forth less effort to acquire more, but it is completely opposite in God's economy. You will have to put some measure of effort forward, the measure that you see fit according to your faith in Jesus Christ in order for you to receive the results that the Bible says you will receive. You will have to put forth an effort. Let's look at that. Spiritual growth requires a concentrated effort. Unlike physical growth, you're going to grow automatically unless there's some type of problem with you physically, some type of disorder. But this particular growth requires your diligent effort. What does that mean? You define it. It's defined by you and the spirit within you. What is diligence? It's defined by the strength of that spirit in you. Let's look at John chapter 6, verse 27. It is recorded, "Do not work for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him the Father God has set his seal." Do you see the value in that? God has set his seal on Christ. Your promise is assured, but you have to believe it. You have to believe it. You say, "Oh, well, I have faith in God." Well, do you trust him? Do you trust him? Daily, in all things, do you trust him? Do you step out into the unknown? Will you let him lead you? Will you remain spiritually short? Will you remain a spiritual midget, if you will, when you can be a giant in Christ? These are the questions that we have to look into the mirror on a daily basis and ask ourselves. Could I be doing more for Christ? Am I where Christ wants me to be? Can Christ use me in his kingdom? Is Christ getting the maximum value out of me that I expect from him? Let's look at what Paul wrote. Let's check out Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. "So then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling." Get in the spiritual gym and work out. Then practice. Because once you get in the gym, you know you want to go out in your bathing suit and you want to show it, right? Same thing. Get in your Bible. Work out. Come on out. I tell you, you get a lot more attention. Get a lot more attention. 2 Peter chapter 1, same chapter, verse 10. "Therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent. Seems to be a common trend there. "To make certain about his calling and choosing you. For as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble." There's some more value. You won't stumble. There's some more value there. The promise is assured. You won't stumble. You have to see the value in order to take the action. Like physical health, spiritual growth requires regular exercise. Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 through 8. "But having nothing to do with worldly fables, fit only for old women, on the other hand, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness, for bodily discipline is only of little profit, but godliness is profitable for all things, since it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come." Wait a minute. You're not going to stumble in this life. The promise is assured. Jesus is sealed. And your promise extends to the life to come. Do you believe it? Do you trust what he's telling you? Do you trust the word? The devil is busy. He'll get in your way. Don't let him in your way. You got to grow. You got to grow. You got to go. You got someplace to go. You don't belong here. This is not your final destination. You're trying to get to the heavenly places. That's where we're trying to go, right? We're trying to go to heaven, right? I want to see you there. I want to be there. Don't you want to be there? Don't you want to go? You don't want to stay here, do you? Come on. Now, the next thing we need to know about spiritual growth is it's assisted by God. He's not going to leave you hanging out there. He's going to help you get through it. But you got to make the choice. Once you make the choice, he's going to help you. He's going to assist you, right? Right? Okay? And then he's going to bless you. He's going to assist you. Make the choice. He assists you, then he's going to bless you. But you got to put forth the effort. That's a good deal, right? That's a good deal. Let's check it out. Let's look at Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 through 13. So then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed. Oh, did I just read that? I'm sorry. Go to Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. Excuse me. Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. I do apologize for that. I get riled up. I do. And Titus chapter 3, verse 5. Titus. Did I say Timothy? Let me breathe. Hold on. I'm thinking about heaven. Let me breathe. Okay, Titus chapter 3, verse 5. Okay. He saves us not only on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, he saves us not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to his mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. God desires to complete the work he started when he saved us. Well, that would mean you're here for a reason, right? But sometimes we get unfocused, we get distracted, life happens. But we must remain focused on the path, on the journey that we started when we went down in the water and we came up a new creature in Christ. We have to stay focused, okay? We have to constantly challenge ourselves to do new things in Christ so that we can grow. This is the work that God wants you to do. This is the work he wants to do with you. You awake out there? You awake? Okay. Don't go to sleep on me. All right. Now, the last thing we need to know, and I talked about this, I said it briefly, is that actually, as you make a choice to put forth a diligent effort and God assists you, after that, he's going to bless you. Okay? All these things are of value to the Christian. He's going to bless you. Let's look at 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. And we just looked at that, didn't we? But grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. We've read that before, but we experience another point here. We experience the blessings of the grace in which we stand. We experience the blessings of the grace in which we stand. We stand in God's grace. And therefore, we receive his blessing. Now, one thing I want you to understand here is you have to see the value in spiritual growth, or you're not going to make the decision to grow. Your life is going to reflect what you value. Your spiritual growth is going to reflect your value in that growth. We're going to have to challenge ourselves to do new things, because we grow rapidly in Christ. So we have to find new challenges in Christ, in the church, in your spiritual walk. Look for ways, search out ways to grow within the body. Sometimes it's as simple as a handshake with a member you're not familiar with. It's as simple as a conversation with someone from another group. Perhaps we can get to know one another and in some kind of way stir up the spirit inside each and every one of us so that we can grow. But we have to challenge ourselves. We have to make the choice to do that. Now, I'm not exempt from these things I say. I have much spiritual growth to do, as do we all. But what I do is I constantly, did I say do? Okay. What I do is I constantly challenge myself. When I feel myself becoming stagnant, like a pool of water, when I feel myself becoming stagnant like a pool of toilet water, still, I challenge myself. I seek out the challenges in the church to continue my growth. That's what it's all about. If you come and you do the same thing, you're going to get the same results. Anyway, I don't want to put you to sleep. So look, we know that spiritual growth is commanded by God, right? We know that it requires a diligent effort on our part. We know that God ain't going to leave us hanging. He's going to help us out if we make the choice to grow. And most of all, we know that He's going to bless us as we grow. So perhaps you're not where you should be in your spiritual growth. Perhaps you need the prayers of the church. Perhaps you're out there in the world and you want to start growing in Christ. If you're out there in the audience tonight, you can make the first step. You can go down in the watery grave of baptism and come up a new creature in Christ. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Don't continue to come and not grow. Be that tree that produces fruit that is useful to God. If you have that desire, if you want that change in your life, I ask you, I beg you to come up here tonight. Please come as together we stand and sing.